Hey, guys.
Oh, you guys were
somebody's
there.
Somebody's here, so I showed up. We're being rude. I apologize. My rude Monday morning to you guys. Hope you guys are having a fantastic morning, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show.
Wait. Bringing you the world's latest news and
health research. You got Friday, I guess you guys like the my giant Gatorhead mount. I got a lot of comments on that.
I got a lot of comments on that doggone Halloween show we play, too.
Halloween show's wild. Again, if you haven't heard that and you want to know the real origins of Halloween and the Druid, it's not a positive show. I'm just be clear on that. You're not like, woohoo, happy after you hear it.
No, you'll be happy. You're never practicing
Halloween
again.
That's exactly right. It will give you some of that on there. But I hope you guys had a good weekend. Hope you guys are staying strong. We've got a bunch of good articles lined up for this morning. What are some of the headlines you're looking at today?
You know, this morning we're going to talk about something that I've talked about in the past, and we're talking about the hidden reason that so many people get cancer.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a big topic.
No, this is a big one. I've talked about this before in depth, and I'm going to talk about it today. And this is a big deal and how you can figure it out. By the way, and we're also going to talk about what the rising autism cases are being classified as and why the ADHD diagnoses, these aren't going up.
Well,
and then we're going to talk about what exercise could actually save your heartbeat and not waste them. And then we're going to go into detail about neuroscience. And science has now identified a key component of how exercise actually triggers the brain to continue to grow and create neuroplasticity.
And that's pretty cool.
No, we're going to talk about all that today. It's going to be interesting. And we can also talk a little bit about how, you know, they're saying now the U.S. funding cuts could cost nearly 9 million child tuberculosis cases, could cause them, which is a total lie, by the way.
Oh, it's because cutting the vaccines down?
Globally, yeah. And then now they've also had an urgent ground stop at Newark Airport. I've warned you guys repeatedly, don't.
Flying right now.
And then there's one Hollywood star for some of our bubblegum stuff this morning. She's a good actress, too.
Yeah.
And she says, criticizing Trump as fuel to a fire ripping the country apart, celebrities don't make a difference on who people vote for. I'm going to let you know who that is. And she's right, by the way.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, we want to be entertained by the court gesture.
Well, this is exactly what Kurt Russell said.
Yeah.
Because we're court jesters, we're entertainers. Nobody wants to hear our opinion on politics. That's not our job.
No, it's not.
You spot on with that. So that's why when you get these politicians, or not these politicians, celebrities sometimes, they start running their mouth about who everybody has to vote for. Everybody's kind of like.
One of my favorite movies he ever did is, I forgot it was on Netflix, I think, but I don't have Netflix anymore, so I can't remember.
Canceled that.
Yeah, I canceled that gay thing. But, I did start off with Monday morning saying that, didn't I?
And we got a lot to say this Monday morning.
And it's interesting because he did that Santa Claus movie.
Oh, he was funny in Santa Claus.
And then he does that jail scene where she starts singing. It was one of the funniest. I've watched that scene about a dozen times. I laughed so hard. And it was great. Nobody's even asking where all these guitars and pianos
are. Yeah, just show up. And if you guys are wanting to stay stocked up on your health and keep your body strong and healthy, be sure to check out the GHI Cleanse. You guys know you voted. Product of the week. A lot of people are taking advantage of that sale. Over 12% off. Right,
everybody
now
loves that stuff.
One of the best products we have on the market, especially as a starter supplement. And I told you guys last week, I got the Super Mushroom Complex formula coming back, 60-count bottle in glass, as always, of the formula. This is a very, very select formula with some of the highest quality full-spectrum mushrooms on the planet.
It says second week of October is going to ship. You mean November.
Oh, November. You're right. I'll change that. Yeah, it's supposed to be November. This November now. It was October last month. That'll be shipping out the second week in November. I will get that updated. Thank you for that error on there. That way nobody thinks they're getting it.
I'm looking at me myself. That was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. We added it on there when I had everybody was looking at it. But yeah, it'll be November. We'll get that out, you guys. So it is a pre-sale right now. So be sure to check that out. And also, too, we talked about it last week. A bunch of the kits that we have thrown together. The Sleep Like a Baby kit. The magnesium brain food with the total rest and the melatonin. If you're trying to stay asleep, fall asleep fast, and feel good in the morning, this is the stack that'll really help your body recover, get the sleep that it needs at night, and be ready for the next day, ready to rock and roll or listen to our show or run a business or go to work or hang out with your kids or whatever you got to do. This gets you feeling right, because remember, sleep is crucial to recover the body and the brain. Like you just said,
I'm going to start with this article. What's the hidden cause of most cancers? Tumor microbiome, hidden signature shapes of diagnosis and treatment of the tumor itself. And what we've learned over the years, and Joanna Mudwick figured this out too pretty quick. She said that basically almost all cancers are caused by parasites, Austin.
I've heard that before.
And you think, well, wait a minute. Yeah, she went into pretty good detail with all of this stuff. And Helga Clark did this. Helga Clark did it, and Joanna Budwig did it. And they both talked about this. And it says scientists have found that nearly every cancer tumor has its own distinct community of microbes, including parasites. Tiny passengers that can influence how tumors start, spread, and respond to treatment, paving the way for a new era of precision medicine. So we know from abundant research that the gut microbiome, the ecosystem of trillions of bacteria, viruses, fungi, can live in our intestinal system, is basically intrinsically linked to our health. There's a gut-brain connection. That's why our probiotics, $350 billion. That product's the bomb. The new study has summarized what currently is known about the community's microorganisms that live inside cancer tissue, the tumor microbiome. It's the different types of cancer. It looks at the influence how cancers grow, spread, and respond. And I'm going to post this article, you guys, to read it. Sia sent me this, and it was really a good article. It says nearly all cancers have their own distinct systems. And what I've learned, and this is one thing that was I found fascinating about ivermectin. You know, ivermectin is an antiparasitical.
It is.
And a lot of people now are claiming its usage, though it has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, for cancer treatment.
I've heard that.
Antiparasitical. And you see the same thing, you know, when you go on a parasite cleanse, you know, the same thing when it, you know, when it comes to taking, you know, wormwood and, you know, and black walnut husks and all the rest of the stuff that you take on a parasite cleanse, that in many cases, that if you get rid of the parasites in the body that produce certain types of chemicals which cause the tumors to grow, that the tumors will stop growing.
I got a question. This just kind of popped up. Do you think that has any contribution why they link pork to high amounts of cancer?
Yes. They said the World Health Organization has said that the number one cause of cancer globally is pork.
Yeah, pork.
And you know, and that's why I say this to you, and I mean this very sincerely. And I'm not trying to pick at you, okay? Because I know I've said it before, and I know I'm going to get certain people that have animals and pets at home. They're going to go berserk now. I'm going to say it anyhow. If you're going to have animals in your house, okay, if you're going to have animals sleeping in the bed with you.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
But, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm letting you. I mean, I've seen it. Okay. You better be doing antiparasiticals on a regular basis.
Well, I got a big, you know, blue nose pit, and the kids usually run a parasite cleanse usually twice a year.
Yeah.
But he's not in the bed. He's nowhere near anybody's bed. He's outside half the time.
Yeah.
But lummox.
But the biggest problem we have is people have cats in their bed.
Yeah. The cats are the ones. The little cats sleep on a pillow too. Sleep on their face.
Okay. You think well. Okay, let's just stop for a second. And I've talked about it.
It's Monday.
Because for some reason, people don't get this, and I don't know how to say it. Have you ever heard the term, you know, crazy cat lady? Okay. And you say, well, we have a friend of ours who's a crazy cat lady. Great lady, love her. Got like 40 cats in the house. You walk in there, the urea smell is so bad it'll knock you out. I mean, you literally want to gag yourself. And you think to yourself, how can they live in this smell? I remember one time I walked into the house, I had to literally vacate within 3 seconds. I got one breath and I said, I got to go outside. And the crazy part about it is that there's a compound or a parasite called toxoplasmae, creates a condition called toxoplasmosis. And what ends up happening is it's a cat brain parasite, but that also is excreted from the cat into the cat feces. Now, stay with me for a second. Unless you don't want to hear this about cats. Then you might want to hang out.
It's Monday, man. Go easy on everybody.
And it is designed specifically so when a cat, you know, uses the bathroom, that the rat could go find it and basically dig up the poop and eat it.
The rat becomes addicted to it.
And the rat gets the cat brain parasite in it, and it starts to crave cat urine and cat smells, and it loses its fear of cats. And so it's much easier for the cat to catch the mouse. Well, here's the same problem. Some people say, and in fact, this is a fact, toxoplasmae can also affect the human brain. In fact, on the old website, I hope we transfer it, we actually have a video of a brain parasite, a worm in a brain living. Remember that video?
Yes, I know the video.
Hope it got transferred.
I haven't transferred that video.
You got to transfer that
video. I'll transfer it.
and so you got this worm living and eating part of the brain. So here's the problem. It's also been linked to, some people say, claim, the toxoplasmosis has been linked to schizophrenia. Hence the term crazy cat lady.
Well, parasites can have all kinds of effects.
Oh, my gosh. And so you have to ask yourself a simple question, you know. If you're going to have a cat that's taking a big dump in its litter box, or I should say this, defecating on a regular basis.
There you go. That's a Monday time.
Okay. Instead of the big dump. Okay, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. The cat, basically, at that point, doesn't really, you know, get to use a bidet. You know, it'll lick its own rectum, which means it's got the toxoplasmae in its saliva. Then it gets on your pillow, licks its rectum again, and You have the cat.
I think everybody's
face.
Got the picture, but it's Monday. I'm going to switch gears here in a second.
No, but
Parasite cleanse. Make sure you take it. That's where he's getting at with this.
But and the same thing. So if you're going to have a cat, I've had cats. We had them outside. Okay. And we've had dogs and we had them outside. So if you're going to have pets in the house, make sure you do a parasite cleanse, because if you know the parasites are going to increase your risks of cancer, you might as well take care of this. By the way, one more thing. In neuroscience breakthrough, scientists now are identifying a key component of how exercise triggers neurogenesis.
Yes. Huge, huge study.
This is a huge study. The recent study suggests that some of the exercise brain-enhancing benefits can be transferred from tiny particles found in the blood. Researchers discovered that injecting these particles called extracellular vesicles from exercising mice into a sedentary mice promotes the growth of new neurons in the hippocampus and a brain region important for learning and memories. This finding was found in the Primary Journal of Brain Research. Aerobic exercise can enhance cognitive function in part by stimulating the birth of new neurons in the hippocampus. In other words, what they're saying is that exercise, weight training, and cardio exercise can help to make your brain younger, healthier, with better memories. Guys, how many times have you seen that?
Yep.
Somebody who exercises and takes care of themselves, they don't have the general mental decline that people have who don't do it. Okay, coming up are the rest of the lead stories that I told you about, but also wants me to change gears. What's your story?
Well, I was going to go off on this, too. It also ties into is blood flow and circulation. Remember, the body's designed to circulate blood and process toxins out to the liver and the kidneys. When you start having toxins build up in the body, it can't get them out. And blood flow is crucial to make sure you're getting proper circulation. And another tie-in with this now, this is one of the really important factors to look at. Curcumin supplementation, one of the key factors in turmeric and the GHI, imparts cognitive benefits now. So they're saying it's not just anti-inflammatory and a whole host of other of nutrients. It's got such strong anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, anti-cancer benefits now. This is their words, not mine. They said research suggests curcumin has long-term effects on your cognitive function by protecting against brain inflammation, by boosting the mood. It helps prevent depression.
This is GHI cleanse, babe.
This is one of the reasons why this product is so good. Inflammation is one of the key factors in so many diseases, and it goes into detail here how curcumin can also protect against dementia. Double-blind, placebo-controlled study published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry included 40 adults between ages 50 and 90 reported mild memory lapses. And they said here that none had a diagnosis of dementia at the time of their enrollment, and they went through a placebo study, 18 months, had a significant decrease in cognitive function, or as far as cognitive disorders, when they were on curcumin.
And it had an increase in cognitive function.
On here. It says such a powerful neuroprotectant. It's shown really symptoms of depression as well. In another study that they did here, this is why I bring up curcumin and turmeric so much, and why when you do curcumin, you do turmeric, you do GHI, and you tie it in with exercise, it's got a synergistic effect.
I went to the office yesterday and I got myself another bottle of turmeric. I take 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening every single day, and I can feel the difference from an inflammation standpoint when I don't take the extra turmeric. And I have to make sure I take the GHI cleanse.
I notice it a lot in my elbows. Mm-hmm. On heavy weights, you start noticing when you run higher amounts of turmeric and you run it with like the GHI and you run it with like the collagen that we have, the joints feel much more slippery.
And another scientist said it this way when he did cancer research with turmeric. He said it's like throwing a wet blanket on a cancer fire of basically cells that are forming in the cancer. He said it stops it. Now, that's pretty impressive. In fact, if I was going to be on an anti-cancer protocol, I'd include turmeric in my diet and GHI cleanse in my diet.
I would, too.
Day. Oh, by the way, I am on that protocol. So there you go.
This is another one that ties into it. It says turmeric is now shown to possess powerful anti-aging effects. On top of that, it says telomeres are the end-cap segments of DNA. Each time a cell replicates, a small piece of DNA is taken off the end of each chromosome. Shorter the telomeres get, the more it affects gene expression. They said now here they're showing that the turmeric actually helps to restore telomere length. Simply adopting dietary and lifestyle changes along with turmeric can have significant functions on the brain. Physical exercise is also shown to associate with preserving telomere length. They said and vitamin D levels are associated with longer telomeres.
You know,
imagine that.
You know, the thing that's so funny is that, you know, we've been talking about this stuff for decades, and everything we've been telling you guys for the past 20, 30 years is all coming out to be, hey, they were right.
This is it right here.
You know,
since levels of inflammatory markers in the blood correlate with telomere shortening, which is basically more aging, natural strategies that reduce inflammation are very important in reducing the rate of telomere shortening. Turmeric, D3, exercise, key components of that.
Any of the antioxidants. The D3K.
Well, they all work together.
The D3K, too, is so critical for health. It's unbelievable.
It's crucial.
Oh, by the way, it's Jennifer Lawrence who says that criticizing politics is no good. It causes division and that celebrities don't make a difference on people who people vote for. Now, mind you,
she's the one that was on The Hunger Games. Was it okay?
Yeah. No, I like Jennifer Lawrence. And the crazy part about her is that she's basically telling people she got involved with that. She got into the politics stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't make a bit of difference.
No, it didn't.
But it did. It hurt her career.
That's exactly what it did.
And says actress Jennifer Lawrence spent years pushing left-wing policies. Here she is, trashing Republicans and smearing President Donald Trump. Now she says it's beginning to dawn on her that celebrities constantly spouting off about politics not only hurts the film industry, including their careers, is ripping the country apart. Appearing on the Interview podcast, sponsored by the New York Times, Lawrence said she is regretting her past attacks on Donald Trump and Republicans because you cut out your audience.
Well, you do. It's really stupid.
I mean, let's say I'm going to go watch a movie, okay? And I'm going to go watch Hunger Games. And 70% of the people in there are basically Republicans who were looking at the apocalypse, who are looking at having guns, who are looking at weapons, who are preppers. And suddenly you start slamming your preppers and you start slamming your Republicans. And all of a sudden now you would have done $100 million on your movie on the release and you got a big bonus from that. Now you do $30 million.
Well, the issue that when
doesn't make any sense.
This is the problem that a lot of the celebrities do is when they have this split ideology where they play in a movie and they're running around with machine guns and they're getting in gunfights and then they go. Now that's for their movie. That's
the Rock learned this the hard way. The last movie he just came out with completely bombed.
Same thing as Leesom. He's the same thing. Talking about guns. He's sitting there every movie. He's always using firearms to defend against the bad guys. Well, then in his personal life, he has a big interview. Oh, firearms need to be banned. Nobody needs to have access to firearms. Well, the problem is you look like a stooge because you're making your money off an industry showing perpetuating violence and firearms. If that's your choice, that's fine. But then in your real life, you're talking about how bad firearms are.
No.
Nobody has any respect for you at all.
No, it'd be the same thing. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times. If one of you come down and we take you to lunch, okay, and I order a pork sandwich.
With a diet soda.
With a diet soda.
Yeah.
I have zero credibility left
at that point, yeah.
You're going to probably get up and walk away. And I don't blame you. If I let you order a diet soda, don't say anything. I have zero credibility. If I have you order, you lost my right. You're laughing at me.
You're just funny. If I let you order a diet, you will always say something about a diet soda. I don't even drink diet soda, but every time I'm around, if we're around somebody gets a diet soda, I go, well, there goes that conversation.
I had it just happen on a date here a while back.
Well, the aspartame is really bad, man. And then if it's not even diet soda, it's high fructose corn syrup. So I just did that article last week. Just one soda a day increases your risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease by like 40 to 50%.
Well, no, it's funny. The person ordered a diet soda. I was like, great. And I said, what's wrong? I said, it's going to increase the risk of brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, obstinate. I'm a real pleasure to go to lunch with.
Oh yeah, he's a blast.
I'm a hoot, right? And she goes, oh well, just bring me a regular soda.
Oh God!
And I said, well, that's better than the bad one, but it's high fructose corn syrup. And they were trying to lose a little bit of weight. And I said, well, you're not going to lose any weight with high fructose corn syrup, and it's going to mess up your whole hormone regulatory system. So then they tasted the soda. And they said, well, I don't want that. So we had the waitress take it back. Well, finally, we just ordered soda water. Which is, you get used to it. It tastes like Alka-Seltzer, but you get used to it. It's all right. Throw a lemon in it.
Somebody told me is they did soda water with lemon with a little bit of monk fruit.
That's probably pretty good.
I didn't try that, but somebody told me that in an email the other day, and I thought about it, and I was like, you're just getting the carbonation. There's no sugar. You're using monk fruit. There's no high fructose corn syrup. There's no aspartame. That's probably actually the best option if you want some soda style.
If you want something to entertain you.
I mean, I get it. Some people like to be entertained on a regular basis. Some of us do things for a purpose. Other people have to be constantly entertained. Not adding anybody.
Oh, you fussed at me about soda.
No, I'm not. I don't drink soda. You don't touch soda.
But as far as, to me, it's like, what do you want for breakfast? Three eggs cooked in butter.
It fit food.
Over easy. And you go, oh. What else? That's it. How much toast? I don't want any toast. How about fruit? No.
I rarely eat bread.
How about orange juice? Yeah, that's how I take a nap. Glass of orange juice.
Now,
I'm out.
Have to say, occasionally when the kids want it, some organic pancakes with eggs is pretty fire. With some organic syrup.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. I don't eat very often, but I always eat the eggs first. Now, here's an article I want to touch base on before you get into this one. This is a report that just came out, and it says how screen time is negatively affecting so many different organs. Science-backed reasons you may want to spend less time on the phone. This is an interesting deal. And I'm going to post this on the site so you guys can look through it. It's actually a very long article. And it says, average American reaches for their phone now 144 times a day. Growing evidence shows that excessive screen time is affecting every single part of the body now, including the eyes, the heart, the spine.
144 times a day?
Look at this. Screen time reduces gray matter in areas controlling decision-making and emotional regulation, mimicking drug addiction patterns, increasing the risk of depression, anxiety, ADHD, and suicidal ideation. Heart, screen time risk increases blood metabolites, linking to high blood pressure and insulin resistance, altered cardiac rhythm and palpitations. Eyes, blue light penetrates deep in the eyes, damaging the cornea, lens, and retina, causing eye inflammation and blurred vision.
That's why I use our eye support.
Muscular skeletal system. Long hours on screen strains posture and contributes to a range of chronic pain problems, including chronic neck, shoulder, back pain, as well as reduced bone mineral density. It's getting bad now as far as how bad a lot of people just sit on screens and iPads and phones all day long.
Let's do it this way.
And I get it. Lots of business. I'm on a computer a lot every day. I'm not even going to lie.
But let's take a look at it for a second. Let's just be real. You can mitigate this.
You can. Okay? There's options you can do.
If you have small kids at home, you've got to be available. You have to be available because if there's an emergency. If you don't have small kids at home, you don't have to be available, especially on weekends. You can just put the phone down.
You can.
And if you're going to a car show and you've got a friend with you, just go to the car show and leave the telephones in the car.
It's nice sometimes to just disconnect from the phone.
Yeah.
And it's funny though, you said something. If you got small kids, you got to be available. Nobody was available when I was growing up. You guys didn't answer the house phone half the time, and none of us had cell phones. We just disappear for the day or the weekend, show back up when we're hungry. I'm glad you guys are alive. We've been on the lake all day, some with gators.
Yeah, you know, that was because I was kind of raised by
it. No, but the thing about it is, though, think about how society's changed. We're not like, we got to be available for the kids all the time if something happens. Yeah. Well, all of us grew up just fine.
Well, you know, it's so funny. My mom had me trained at the Red Cross to learn how to swim when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, she took me to the Red Cross. She did that for me.
You got to learn how to swim in Florida.
And she basically, I remember my sister went too. And I remember we basically had, it was like a 5 week or whatever course for swimming or whatever it was. Maybe 5 days. I don't remember. But I remember the last thing you had to do is it was over on Lake Silver in Winter Haven. And you had to jump off a concrete dock and swim back to shore.
Yeah.
You had to show the parents. So I got out there. I'm looking at the thing. I'm running off the end of the dock. I'm jumping off and I'm swimming to shore.
Yeah.
And my sister gets up on the dock and freezes. Well, I mean, froze up. I mean, like tighter than a tick on
rolls
a hound
up
dog.
Like a cheap window shade.
My mom took her shoe off. Santa the thing, I'm going to beat you with my shoe if you don't. And she's screaming at her in German, right? And I think to myself, oh, God. And I think to myself, I'm jumping off the dock.
Yeah.
This ain't happening to me.
I'm not getting
blamed. I'm not going to be embarrassed like that. And finally, my sister jumped in and swam to shore, unbelievably embarrassed.
She did just fine. Sometimes you got to do stuff, man.
Then because we lived on that lake filled with the water moxes, filled with that doggone canal.
That water was clean, though, back then, that lake was.
Pristine.
Yeah.
It was like our lake used to be.
Yeah.
And I remember, so we're out the lake swimming all the time, with the reptiles. It's like you said, but nobody's out there watching us.
No. The thing is, back in the day, though, the water was a lot safer, in my opinion, because when you're dealing with crystal clear water, like we all grew up in the Florida before, it got so polluted from the over-agriculture and also the massive infrastructure expansion
of
crap houses they put in everywhere now.
Herbicides.
When you're in the water with gators and they don't have the element of surprise, they're much less aggressive.
Well, remember, though, we'd kept them shot out.
You did.
Because there were a lot of garfish in the lake, a lot of turtles in the lake, because basically...
Well, they almost got pushed to extinction in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. Not for the Everglades.
No, that was a whole overblown fiasco with the federal government.
Was it?
They came and put it on the endangered species.
It's
20 years of prison for killing one.
Well, you couldn't even... They didn't get tags out for a while. Well, you couldn't even touch them.
Well, the problem with it was is that,
It exploded.
They said, no, we've massively underestimated how many are left.
Yeah.
It was stupid. But what we did is we kept the big boys out of the lakes.
Well, now they're giving out way more tags, and the season's extended, and you can run 24 hours a day.
Well, between the atrazine and the herbicides and all the rest that mess up the reptilian life cycle, even with all that, one of the other reasons that so many of these lakes have lost a lot of their water moxes, which is a good thing, is the gators eat them.
Yeah.
A gator doesn't care for what kind of snake it is. It just eats it.
It's a reptile.
It's a reptile, yeah. It's just a munch. And you, every once in a while, you'll see ducks swimming. And also, you see one goes, boom.
He doesn't come back up.
He's not coming back. And that one lake that we went to over there, we did that airboat ride last year. there were like no ducks, no fowl or anything else. I personally think the anacondas.
Well, I was about to say the pythons and anacondas become a huge problem. That's why they're paying everybody to hunt them out.
Well, they swim out of the Kissimmee River.
Yeah, and they're getting big. And the only predator they have are gators. And the problem is, at some point, they get big enough, even gators aren't the apex predator anymore. I mean, you're dealing with a 12, 13-foot gator. That's a big boy, but you're dealing with a 25-foot anaconda. That's a nasty snake to deal with in the water. Anyways, I don't know how we got to this topic.
Okay, what's your next story?
I got a good article.
Europe's solar surge is exposing cracks in the aging power grid. So many people now in Germany are putting on solar panels on their houses in Europe that this power grid can't handle the influx of power.
Imagine that.
And the problem is it all turns off at night.
That's just...
Think about that for a second. Okay.
When everybody's charging all their electric cars and stuff now. At night.
Everybody's got all this power rolling through the everything during the daytime, but at nighttime when you want to turn the electric heat on or whatever, now there's no power coming in from the solar panels. That's why the solars don't work without battery backups.
Yep. You got to have the battery backup system. This is kind of an ironic story, and I don't know. You guys give me some intel if you got anything on it. It says the FBI foiled an alleged Halloween terror plot up in Dearborn, Michigan.
Nonsense.
Arrest multiple suspects. Now, I can't get any intel on this. They're not giving any information about it. They're saying that they were planning an allegedly violent attack. And the problem with this was when I saw this article and the FBI wouldn't disclose anything about it, it made me go back over to the entire story about Governor Whitmore. And multiple guys found not guilty. Multiple guys basically dropped off on it. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, "This." I mean, you guys remember the story? And then what's crazy, I pulled some of the excerpts from the context. This is from, I think, of the deposition. And Yusuf said, and I quote, "The government's level of involvement in this Whitmore case was something the defense is really focused on. Some of the informants, the FBI informants, were paid tens of thousands of dollars. There were more than a dozen informants and several undercover FBI agents, which would have altogether been more than the total of number of people that were even charged in the alleged plot." This goes back to when they were going to allegedly kidnap Whitmore and hold a ransom.
But don't you remember what happened on January the 6th? There were almost 400 FBI agents in that.
My point.
Provocateurs.
So when somebody sent me this article and they said, "Oh, this massive attack was going to happen in Michigan. These guys were having this massive shooting," and I'm like, I don't believe much the FBI says anymore. Did they foil something? Possibly. Is this more theater a lot of times to create? Because remember, you've got to have a boogeyman to justify the existence of the FBI. I just thought I would say that. And also, too, they're saying now massive fraud's been uncovered in the food stamp program now that it's basically the benefits have lapsed. Surprise, surprise, they're saying that essentially thousands of cases of illegal benefit use have been found, and millions upon millions of dollars have been siphoned out of that entire SNAP program through fraud. What do you think, guys? It's a $100 billion a year program. Just pull up USAID and look at all the fraud that was going on with that Elon Musk uncovered. Anytime you get these departments in the government that essentially have no oversight and they have tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars available to hand out to people for free, you're always going to have people to take advantage of it, siphon it off, and basically fraud it.
Well, the easiest way to do it as far as food stamps is to make the person who's receiving the food stamps prove that they're an American citizen.
That's the first thing.
Did I say that? I did, didn't I? Because when you have people coming from all these other countries coming here and getting free food stamps under Obama and underneath Joe Biden and underneath Trump, too, and wasn't stopped, there is a situation that, you're getting food stamps being paid for by American citizens and you're not even promoting, you're not paying taxes.
And the people that actually get them, in my opinion, if you really need the government to feed you, and I understand some people are in that situation, it needs to be a very selective, very restrictive food program. Sodas and hot dogs and Twinkies and ding dongs and everything at the supermarket store open game with SNAP program, to me, it does perpetuate the healthcare industrial complex of creating more sickness and more problems and more diseases and more cavities, and it cycles through.
Well, a lot of what these store owners are doing, and this is one of the big fraud things they do, they personally bring the food stamps in for cash.
Yeah.
They
used to be able to do that. Now they have the debit card. But then the part that I always see, and I've always
they put the charges on their card, and the person doesn't give them any food. And they give them they put a $500 on the debit card. The guy gives them $350 in cash.
Okay,
and now he's got $500 in the debit card
for the EBT.
He leaves it for the EBT. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, by the way, talking about the FBI, what an unbelievable abomination it's turned into. Now, I'm not saying that they're all bad, but a bunch of them are. Kash Patel has shut down the Charlie Kirk foreign intelligence probe and explosive feud with Trump's counterterror chief. What does that mean? Well, Charlie Kirk was basically killed by a country in the Middle East that likes free air. And what ended up happening is they started realizing there was something else going on with another country being involved exactly. with, you know.
Why do you think everybody's been gag ordered that's involved mm-hmm. in the case? Candace Owens broke that up the other day.
But FBI Director Cash Patel crushed efforts by Tulsi Gabbard's closest advisor to see if a foreign power was involved in Charlie Kurtz's assassination. Head of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, analyzed FBI files to determine whether Kurtz, alleged killer, received assistance from a foreign government. They're talking about Israel, by the way. Just thought I'd mention it to you. This would be Mossad.
Why do you think they stopped the investigation into it?
Kent's investigation alarmed Patel. Yeah, I bet it did. Who believed the counterterrorism chief was overstepping by interfering with ongoing FBI investigation nonsense.
Wow.
According to the New York Times, Kurt was shot in the throat, lie, by a high-powered sniper rifle, lie. Speaking to college students, that's true.
He was shot in the throat. It wasn't an
I-6. No, it wasn't a 30-06 would have taken his head off. Tyler Robinson, 22, was charged by the murder of lie. Now faces the death penalty. Probably will. Who knows? But he didn't do it. The Times spoke with supporters of Kent who claimed he was doing his job by chasing down any leads to ensure no foreign groups were involved in Kirk's death. This is because Candace Owens straight called out Israel. And a whole bunch of other podcasts did it, too. I remember you told me the first day we came back on the air after that, you said, who did it? I said, Mossad.
Well, no, I told you I talked to my very, very close friend of mine for years, retired airborne ranger, then worked with GRS, multiple contracts, which that's the security firm of the CIA. And, I mean, this guy's well-decorated combat veteran, and he was over there in Libya again doing a contract over there. And I hit him up after the thing happened with Charlie Kirk. I said, dude, what's going on? He goes, oh, we were all stationed basically at the base. He goes, as soon as we did, everybody said, oh, Mossad killed Charlie Kirk. I said, what do you mean everybody? He goes, everybody, all the contractors, we already knew he did it. As soon as we saw it, we knew that was them because there's already been too much chatter about it that Israel wasn't going to put up with what he was saying. This is my best, one of my good friends, a contractor that's in Libya at the time. And he goes, everybody said, it was Mossad.
And by the way, a MAGA lawmaker, his name is Republican out of Florida, Randy Fine, has said that Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America.
Tucker Carlson's been getting pretty bold, man. I would call him dangerous anti. You got to think about that comment for a second there.
You know what the funny part with that is? You know, Arabs are Semites too.
I know.
I mean, think about it for a second.
It's because anybody that disagrees with the topic, it doesn't matter what you are, you're
this
neo-Nazi.
Is off the ADL.
Yeah, of course.
But it says Randy Fine had harsh words for former Fox News host Tucker Carlson while discussing anti-Semitism in the GOP before an audience with the American Jewish Coalition on Sunday. Carlson recently hosted white nationalist Nick Fuentes on his podcast.
Yeah, he got some flack for
he
that.
He did that.
It's funny, though.
Drawing rebuke from Republicans like Ted Cruz and Mitch McConnell. It is easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left, Fine said. I want to talk about the dark force rising on the right. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right, but it's not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities without the fight. We must call evil by its name. As Fine spoke, dozens of people stood in front of him waving red signs that read, Tucker is not MAGA.
They've turned on him. The mob's turned.
Fine continued, 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I've got to go. Tucker Carlson is coming on. But make no mistake today. Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of the modern-day Hitler Youth.
What? Did you add that in there?
I promise.
That's what he said?
I'm going to read it to you again.
What?
Tucker Carlson has chosen to take on the mantle of the leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel to defend Hamas, or even criticize Donald Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear... You know,
that is a strong statement.
Yeah, that's
man.
Pretty stuff, but it's pretty tough.
That's a strong statement. He's taking on the Hitler.
I hadn't read that whole article. I don't know if he actually said that, but he did.
Gosh.
But again, what you've got to do is you got to go over to Germany. You got to go to the SS, you know, cemetery. You've got to dig up Goebbels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put him in a fresh uniform.
You got to put him in a brand new Nazi uniform, and you got to dust him off, put a little makeup on him, dust him, stick him in the corner.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's with Goebbels.
We found another Nazi. Gosh, dude, I'm over it.
It's so funny.
It's always, the excuse card. Anytime they need it, they pull that card.
Gosh.
So,
it's unbelievable. What's your next story?
This is wild. And again, I'm bringing it up because it's finally getting more traction. Aluminum and vac seeds far exceed the safe limits for infants.
I've said this for 30 years.
We've been talking about
when they took the mercury out, they put the aluminum in.
Says, and there's something in here that I did not know about. And I'm going to ask you about this here in a second as far as what a lot of the critics are saying is a substitute for aluminum. Since federal health officials are examining the safety of aluminum adjuvants and vaccines, legacy media and the health establishment say it's safe. Critics say the safety studies have never even been done. a lot of times what they do is
no safety study.
No, what they do is they take one vaccine that may have like 150 micrograms of aluminum, right? And they go, we've tested this now on lab rats, and there was no side effect. Okay.
Well they don't live long enough to get Alzheimer's.
Right. There's no long-term studies done. Well, then what they never do is they never test seven of the vaccines that are given at 6 months, which is equivalent, I think, now to 1,500 micrograms, 1.5 milligrams total aluminum they get at 6 months, which is why we're starting to see such autism at 6 months. And they go, oh, we have no idea how these interact with one another. We haven't even tested these on lab rats with six shots, seven shots at one time. It says aluminum salts are added to vaccines as adjuvants, the ingredient that increases the drug effect by stimulating the immune system as a response.
That's total crap, by the way. I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, and it goes here. It says, but then there's basically children's health defense because aluminum is not benign. The aluminum injected gets deposited throughout the body and enormous amounts retained in the brain.
It passes through the blood-brain barrier.
He goes, they noted the animals make use of a great number of elements found on Earth, but there's that one element they never touch, and that's basically aluminum. There's no known positive biological function of aluminum in the body at all. He said he disputes the claim that aluminum adjuvants are the only way to make a vaccine to trigger a strong response.
Total lie.
There are alternatives to aluminum adjuvants, such as calcium phosphate. Now, I don't know anything about this. This is why I want to ask you on
it. It's not as bad as aluminum.
That's what I thought. He said, with strong evidence of aluminum-generating diseases in children, ethics must guide us toward exploring aluminum-free vaccines, and that's why they've been looking at calcium phosphate. I did not know this. Apparently, in Europe, they've already started replacing the aluminum with calcium phosphate for the last 2 years now. And this has gotten zero coverage.
Aluminum is used also as a sterilant. That's what they were using mercury for, because nothing lives in aluminum. It's unbelievably poisonous. And when they spray it via chemtrails with barium, it massively accumulates in the atmosphere, and you inhale it.
Yep.
And then it goes right through the olfactory system directly into deposited into the brain. And it's been linked now for over 40 years to Alzheimer's disease and senile dementia and all types of neurological disorders. So when you start injecting this into a child at a very, very young age, you're going to massively increase the risks of senile dementia in that child as it ages, and also in neurological disorders, and also ADD and autism in that same child. They don't have to use it at all. It's completely it's not benign. When you spray this over us like they've done in Central Florida now for the last 20, 30 years via geoengineering, and they've killed all the orange trees. One of the primary reasons they've done this is that the feeder roots can't take up aluminum because it's too toxic for them.
Yep.
And the trees basically starve to death, and these little microbes can come in and start eating them. And so they basically have to pump tetracycline into these doggone orange trees now to keep them alive.
CDC recommends up to 22 doses of aluminum-containing vaccines from birth to 18 years of age. And I told you guys before, I'm not diametrically opposed to immunizations or the concept or basis of immunizations. What I am opposed to is these toxic vaccines of polysorbic 80, mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal tissue, and a whole host of other content that they put in these vaccines that make them inherently dangerous. It says the amount of aluminum adjuvants in vaccine typically ranges from 125 to 850 micrograms per dose. According to the CHOP, some vaccines contain up to 1.5 milligrams per dose, and they're stacking 6 to 7 of these shots sometimes in one single sitting. And you're wondering why these children that are 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, depending on when they're getting the shots, are having enormous brain inflammation and having all this brain swelling, having all this immune response, and they're going and getting sick all the time.
Well, the mercury was in there for a long time. They took it out because it was so obvious when you drink.
Mercury is like on the third of most toxic elements known to man.
We looked it up.
We pulled it up. We did a whole show on it one day. It's right below, what's it, there's two others that are above
strychnine and arsenic.
Yeah, strychnine and arsenic.
But you remember the time I went out to the dock and I took two rain samples 6 months apart,
yep,
and I had them analyzed, and they both were so high in aluminum and barium that we were considered toxic by the EPA for human consumption. That's rainwater.
Yep.
Now, you think about it. That means it's in the air and you're breathing it. And that's, you know, it's like that we got smart and we learned not to drink, you know, fluoride in the water. We got smart. We learned not to take chemicals in our toothpaste like fluoride. We got smart. We started thinking about all the things they're doing to us where we found a way to mediate it,
correct,
mitigate it. But you can't, you got to breathe because you can't get this stuff. So this stuff is tiny particulates. You can't really stop it. I guess you could run around with a double can, you know, biohazard.
Yeah.
And you can try to suffocate yourself.
They're not fun to breathe.
No, they're hard to breathe through. But the point is that, you know, you got to take air. It's unbelievable. By the way, here's another article, how alcohol triggers heart palpitations.
It strips my knees out of the body.
And we talked about this in detail, in depth last year, because we had a friend of ours who was really a big-time boozer, honestly, and he started having all kinds of heart problems, and it says it causes the heart to race in the middle of the night, slow down in the middle of the night. Yeah. And he was wearing an Apple Watch, and he said, oh, my heart at 2 o'clock in the morning started racing. Oh, did it wake you up? No, but my Apple Watch told me. Before you know it, he's on doggone beta blockers. And you can't mix beta blockers with alcohol.
No, you're really not supposed to at all.
So then he's still hammering the alcohol with the beta blockers. Then he started having his lips turning blue with lack of oxygen, and he was slurring his words, and he was, oh, it was awful, Austin.
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were going to kill him with this stuff.
Well, that's why I've always told people, as far as the thing about alcohol is it strips, because it's such a hard diuretic, it strips all the minerals out of the body. And so what happens is it causes a massive imbalance when it can come to sodium, potassium, magnesium, and so forth. Not to mention it's a neurotoxin. So that's why I've said, if you are going to, on a very semi-regular, rare occasion, actually drink something, make sure you throw the GHI cleanse by all means. I actually had a customer come the other day, and he was basically trying to get off alcohol, and he has now gotten off of it. And he said he used the GHI cleanse, and he got his blood samples done. His liver values now are all in normal range since he's been running this and cut out the alcohol. His liver values are getting really high, his ALTs and ASTs. So this right here, throw that in there for all reasons, including detoxing the body from everything.
By the way, we've got all kinds of Americans, 18 years of age to 20 years of age, 25 years old, dying of heart attacks now.
Yeah,
you know what they're saying it's causing it? Energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. I've told you that. Mm-hmm. The younger generation lives off energy drinks. If you need something clean.
You want something clean and you want to have energy?
I got some of these left. Not many, though.
We got a couple cases left.
That's about it.
But the crazy part about it is that's why we developed the Purple Sticks for people who basically didn't want to drink coffee.
Yep.
And for people who didn't want to live on energy drinks.
Well, I told you. One of my best friends, Dexter, he was drinking 4 or 5 of those a day. Crashing after he got off work, sleeping, he was having heart issues.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This article says that people are dying all over the country from energy drinks.
Well, the problem is it's an extremely high dose of caffeine that you're drinking all throughout the day. And on top of that, you got to remember those energy drinks have unbelievably high amounts of toxic elements in them. They're not clean caffeine. Almost all the raw ingredients that are put into energy drinks come out of China. The caffeine comes out of China. The cyanide, cobalamin, B12 comes out of China. They're toxic. There is no health benefit to them. And so a lot of these energy drinks, 150, 250, 300 milligrams energy drink, you drink 6 of those a day, that's almost 2 grams caffeine.
Well, you got to remember the sinoatrial node.
People say, those that are out of rhythm.
What is that? Well, there's a little thing in the heart that creates a pacemaker potential in the heart, and it causes all four chambers of the heart to beat rhythmically so you pump the blood properly. And if you don't have that done properly, the heart will start skipping and start racing and start slowing down and start vacating itself or evacuating the blood before it's supposed to. And it messes up the basically pacemaker potential with too much caffeine. And these people are going in here, and I think there's 100 milligrams of green tea extract here, which is really good. But you go in there, you get an energy drink with 400 or 500 milligrams of caffeine, you're going to really shock the heart.
Well, I mean, I can be honest with everybody, because I had pericarditis when I was 27, and I was basically working full-time. I was in college. I had my first son, and I was getting ready for a bodybuilding competition, and I was using an insane, obscene amount of caffeine. I thought I was Superman with it, and I was using these pre-workouts. One of the ones was the old-school Jack 3D that later on the dimethylamine got banned. Because they found out that it was almost identical to methamphetamines. They pulled it out of the product with huge amounts of caffeine. So when you're running a gram of caffeine a day along with these hardcore stimulants that are now banned, it messes up the heart, and it will cause the heart to inflame. Your body will shut down eventually if you drink enough of them. That's why they banned the Jack 3D, because a lot of military guys were basically having heart attacks during PT. They're taking Jack 3D right before they go do a PT, 2, 3, 4, 5 mile run. And all of a sudden, they're dropped out of the heart attack.
Well, the same thing happened with ephedrine.
Yeah, Federal.
You can buy Federal everywhere.
Yeah,
and then also I think I forgot which there was a big cycling team. I forgot which was out of Europe, maybe in Belgium. I can't remember. And like half of them dropped dead one time during a race because they were doing so much of that.
The Federal.
Yeah, because it's like meth.
Yeah,
and
it acts the same way on the body. Massively overstimulated.
So they took it off the market.
And the half-life on a lot of that stuff, the D-dimethylamine they used to put in the Jack 3D, that was the same problem with it, too. So it's almost like an extended-release methamphetamine. So it would keep you rolling for like 4 or 5 hours, and the heart just can't handle that, man, especially when you're in the gym pushing your body to the max.
That's one of the things they were doing to the German soldiers in World War II.
Oh, yeah.
They were giving them meth.
Damn, no sleep, no food, function longer, but then it just, your body crashes out, and that's what happens. That's why you got to be really carefully stimulant. If you want to stimulate, you want to stay, you know, up and running, run the purple sticks. If you really need a mental nootropic focus factor, throw in the attention factor. Those two stack together really well. I love both those. We actually have those in a kit with the purple stick and the attention factor. Because the attention factor doesn't have the effect on the cardiovascular system like caffeine does. It's a nootropic.
By the way, we were right again.
About what?
I always like saying we were right.
Do you?
Box office nightmare. Revenues plunged to historic lows. McWote Hollywood flops and job cuts.
We just talked about this the other day.
And we just talked about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
See, they got to get him out there because they're going to be, you're a celebrity. You've got to go out and talk about politics.
Yeah, use your platform.
Let me use their platform, all right? And then it says the film industry's troubles show no signs of easing. Domestic box office revenue for October came in roughly at $425 million, making it the worst performance in 27 years outside of the pandemic era.
Yep.
Major releases failed to draw crowds.
Yep.
Disney's Tron completely flopped, opened to just $33 million domestically, scraped together only $65 million globally in the United States. Globally, then talk about the Rock movie, Dwayne Johnson, who got involved with politics.
Yeah.
Remember, he endorsed Biden.
Hard endorsed Biden.
You know, Dwayne, you're pretty cool, dude. I got to give you that. But what the heck were you thinking, dude?
He retracted in the last election.
Oh, yeah, because he started losing his whole audience. The Smashing Machine, which showed Rock, you know, as a wrestler, debuted with 5.8 million, and it ended its domestic run with $11 million.
He got paid more than that for that movie.
Beyond the ticket sales slump, sectors are facing massive job erosion. 42,000 positions are being taken away. Film LA reported that on-location production was down 22%. Enter artificial intelligence as a looming disruptor. OpenAI unveiled Soar 2 in September, an advanced video generator capable of rendering complex scenes from text prompts. How about that? Just last month, OpenAI released Soar 2, an AI-generated generator could make the film production process unnecessary. This tool, now available via the app in the U.S., raises questions about who controls the narratives when machines handle creation. This is going to be extremely interesting.
Well, I told you the other night, you know, our movie theater down here, Cinemark, they had like 4 or 5 nights. They brought the original Back to the Future out. And I took both my kids to it.
Packed out.
Every seat in the auditorium sold out. I got there, I was shocked. You pre-buy your seats so you pick which ones you have. They have these really nice seats. They're comfortable. And every seat was sold. It was ironic. The entire audience was very expressive. They had families in there. You had grandparents in there. And everybody's laughing the whole time. And we got done. Everybody was clapping. And it was funny because I haven't experienced that in a film in years. Majority of the films that I've seen, even decent films, other than Top Gun Maverick in a long time, you go in there and there's like 5-10 other people in the movie theater. They can't make any money doing that. And it's ironic. I told Dad, I said, people are so sick of these BS movies with all this woke agenda, with a horrible plot line. The whole movie is about pushing this agenda that nobody wants to see. People are going to the movies to be entertained. Let's just be real. You're paying $5-$10 for a movie to go in, because Cinemark has it on Thursday nights. They have $5 movie night, which everybody loves. And people are going there to be entertained, not have some agenda shoved in their face and told how bad of a person you are because you're white. That everybody's sick of that. They really are. And what's funny is I told them, I said, I could single-handedly bring the movie theaters back to life, and a lot of the Hollywood back to life. You go each year from the 80s to 90s, just like they did with Back to the Future.
Take the top five movies.
Last of the Mohicans, Legends of the Fall, Predator, Terminator. You take those old school movies that absolutely railed the box office, blew up, and you take those and you start doing them for shortened periods, you know, a week at a time, and show them. I guarantee you, the box office, the movie theaters, the entire industry will start to come back, and those movie theaters will be packed out. But again, what do I know? I'm only one of the audience members. Why in the world they listen to anybody? This is another article here, too, I want to cover. Junk food companies have now joined forces to block food safety reforms. They're going after Make America Healthy Again, and they're trying to basically come in and not have any transparency. The AFIT is funded by a large ultra-processed food and beverage company, including General Mills, Kraft Heinz, Nestle, Tyson, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. This is American for Ingredient Transparency, the AFIT. The problem is they're going completely against the Make America Healthy Again. These companies appear to use the deceptive name AFIT not to promote transparency, but rather to federally preempt any state law, food safety laws, and labeling laws now. They want to be able, this is funny, this is they want to be able to put Red 40 back in food because they don't want to get rid of it, and they want to have to not disclose it. They want to get federal protection off a lot of this stuff now. They said the main purpose is defense of unhealthy ultra-processed foods and its unsafe artificial additives and their ability to not have to disclose it. So they conceded, but we talked about it. Oh, we're pulling the Red 40 out, pulling the high fructose corn syrup out. Oh, by the way, we have this multi-billion dollar Americans for Ingredient Transparency now. We want to make sure all that's just gone. We want to put whatever we want in the food. We don't tell anybody what's in it. We don't have to put any type of labels. Remember, RFK Jr. said he wants to start putting warning labels on all that food with a lot of those preservatives and high fructose corn syrup. This product is known to cause high fat liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, well, just like on cigarettes.
Yeah, I remember Kennedy has, and a lot of people don't like Kennedy. I got that. I like Kennedy. I mean, I do. A lot of say he was a womanizer, or he was a heroin addict, or he was a cocaine dude. I've heard everything.
He went through rehab, and he's cleaned up for decades now, and he's trying to do a lot of stuff. Everybody's got issues in their past.
Well, no, I'm not. What he's doing is huge. I'm not picking on him, but people want to pull that about his past and not look at what he's doing that's good.
Correct.
I had a big argument the other day with somebody about that. And the crazy part about it is if you look at what everybody does in their past, there's always some skeletons that are rattling around. But the reality is he's out there now trying to clean up the food, trying to make vaccines safe.
Yeah,
okay?
He's
doing the best he possibly can, given the situation that the United States has gotten itself into. We lead the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. The leading cause of death on our children age 14 and other than accidents is cancer. We have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation. And Kennedy's saying, what the heck, man? Why are we doing this? We have the most advanced medical systems in the world, but yet we're all dying young because we're all so sick. Well, it's because of the food they're feeding us. It's because of the chemicals they're putting in the food. It's because of the vaccines. And all of this was done, Austin, to dumb down the population of the United States so that we wouldn't be so aggressive.
And at the same time, it's a double-edged, they dumb down the population while make billions more in the healthcare industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Remember, the healthcare industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industry, they only make money when people are sick. Healthy people don't have to go on pharma drugs. Healthy people don't have to go to the doctor. Healthy people don't have to go to the pediatrician chronically for all types of issues like adenoids are swollen, tonsils are swollen, putting tubes in ears. That's not normal, guys. It's not normal to have all these health problems, especially in the most advanced industrialized country in the entire world. It's not normal, and it's been normalized now.
And here's another thing we're doing now. We love the obfuscation. We love, creating conflicts and other conflicts to cover other conflicts.
That's exactly right.
Okay? We're basically, using things like, Venezuela now. We're about to invade Venezuela, which is insanity to me. And now we decide we're going to invade, Nigeria.
Oh, I saw that.
Well, no, Venezuela got so much blowback.
No, this article just came up this morning. Trump says Maduro days are numbered, but doubts U.S. will go to war with Venezuela.
We haven't backed it down.
Last week, and if you look at any of the comments, because I looked at it, I get a lot of feedback from people on social media. The comments and the hashtag algorithms went to the roof as far as not being pro-Venezuela invasion.
Well, no, it's like Israel going into Gaza. They had no right to do that.
Well, they said, remember, the whole context of Venezuela for the last 2 months, they said Venezuela's importing fentanyl. Then it came out, and Rand Paul clarified this. There's no classified information that Venezuela has a single fentanyl factory. They produce zero fentanyl. The guys in these boats that are getting airstrikes off the coast of Venezuela don't even have the capability of making it to the United States, even if they had drugs in the boat.
It'd take 20 tanks.
They're on two outboard motors, and they can take 15, 20 tanks of fuel. And everybody goes, so why are we invading Venezuela? Oh, that's right. They have one of the biggest oil reserves in the entire world. And we don't have a central reserve bank currency down there from the guys that like free air.
Well, and also what may have happened is maybe they're going to be putting a central reserve bank currency
in there
now. Maybe they agree to it. Maybe that's going to stop
it. That's true.
And, but now all of a sudden now we're going to go into Nigeria because they're killing Islamic, terrorists. Basically,
are killing Christians.
Well, they've been doing that for decades.
Well, I mean, what about all the Palestinians that are Christians?
The Israel killed.
Oh,
we can't talk about that, can we? We can't talk about it. You have to.
We get in trouble for that one.
Yeah, but that means you just kill Christians as long as it's okay with the people who say it's okay to kill Christians.
Right. It's okay when they say it's okay, but it's not okay when someone else says it's okay. How about it's just not okay? Period.
Yeah.
How about we just have that definitive line that murdering people with airstrikes just is not a good agenda to promote?
Yeah. I don't even say about any of that stuff. But, it's interesting. But urgent ground stuff, I talk about it for a second. If you guys can avoid Newark Airport,
there's issues at Orlando, too, I heard this week.
Know. A ground stop was issued at Newark's airport on Sunday morning after staffing issues as a government shutdown continues to cripple the nation. The New Jersey airport receives about 1,200 flights coming in and out. That's a lot of flights every day. you know, issued the advisory in the early hours of Sunday morning. The delay is expected to last through 12:59 on Monday, which should be over with pretty much close now. But with the derail, hundreds of travelers or planes, not hundreds, tons, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be messed up because of the linkages.
Domino effect. Yeah.
There are currently 138 delayed and 56 canceled flights out of Newark already for today. Newark is approximately the eighth busiest airport in the country and serves about 50 carriers. That's nuts.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the eighth biggest.
More than 13,000 air traffic controllers have been required to work without pay. But Israel gets their money. We've got to make sure they continue.
Congress gets their money, too. They haven't missed a paycheck.
Yeah. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy spoke out this morning on the ongoing delays across the United States. I mean, it's really kind of amazing. I've been talking to the air traffic controllers, and there's really frustration because they're working without getting paid. You know, it's okay until they start seizing their homes.
Yeah.
And they can't pay for food.
Can't make a mortgage payment.
Can't make the car payment.
How do you get to work if your car gets repoed?
You get to go Uber.
Uber.
But then the Uber guy gets his car repoed, too, because he was a government employee on the side. So, I mean, it's just
got a domino effect.
Oh, sure it does. And that's what's happening. We're seeing that throughout the entire economy right now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. By the way, gold and silver have kind of slowed down a little bit because people don't know what to do at this point.
I told her about that. I told her to correct a little bit. It's still strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you have an exponential increase like that, stuff starts going up $100 a day, you're going to have a correction on it because people are going to take some of the profits out. I told everybody that. It is still by far the best value of any commodity or any currency you can get is a gold and silver. That is just a fact. And that's why you see it now. It's still getting massively, massively absorbed. A lot of people are still buying it up, especially when it goes down a couple dollars a day, like silver.
Oh, by the way, Utah and California are getting something right here.
California's getting something right?
They're starting to require businesses to tell you when you're talking to AI.
Oh, yeah. That should have already been in place.
And they also need to realize that AI is regulating points on hotel rooms.
It's because it's been implemented. It's been intentionally implemented. Mm-hmm. AI doesn't interject itself into a software unless it's been intentionally allowed to do so. Mm-hmm. And these companies now are using it instead of a tool. They're using it as the end game. I've tried to explain that to everybody. AI can be extremely efficient. I'm not going to lie. There's super efficient things you can do with AI that can be really, really quick, really, really well, and on base level. But the problem is they're trying to make AI the complete end game that replaces everything, including human interaction, the human emotion, human engagement, human decisions. Look no further than the Lavender program that the IDF soldier talked about.
Exactly right.
That has AI using Reaper drones that allows up to 100 civilian casualties on the algorithm for one Hamas leader. This has been documented. When you start allowing AI to be implemented at a level of life or death, that is not a good place to be. That's Skynet.
You call Lufthansa up and you want to fly from Frankfurt to New York.
Yeah.
And it's wintertime now, so basically it's $300. Well, you don't book the ticket. You just look at it. Next day, you look back, it's $600.
Right.
Well, you don't book it, but you think, it'll come back down. Well, next day, you look at it, it's $900.
Yeah. But then you pull it up with a different IPN with no cookies, and all of a sudden, it's back down to $300 on your computer. That's happening a lot, though, now. A lot of people are seeing that.
What they're doing is they're basically, now they're going to be figuring the AI, because of these data centers, will know that you're using a different IPN address.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get the facial recognition off the video.
That's why I tell everybody, keep your camera. Keep your selfie camera covered up. Put a piece of tape on top of it. Mine's always covered up.
Oh, by the way, hey, I had to go to church yesterday. I loved it. I got to pray for you guys at the altar. You guys mean the world to me. I love you guys so much. Give me this camera, Rich. I want to thank you so much for praying for us and supporting us. If you didn't get your health supplements from Health Masters, we wouldn't be here.
That's a fact.
And you guys are always here for us. And, I mean, I pray for you guys every Sunday. If you watched the video, I spoke yesterday at church. You're going to do that. Grace Lutheran Church, Winter Haven. I speak at the 14-minute mark. Got to read scriptures out of Revelation. Pretty intense, actually. Revelation. And so that was interesting. But Grace Lutheran Church, Winter Haven, Florida, 14-minute mark, yesterday's service. You can watch me up there in front of the church talking, and you can watch the entire service you like. Great sermon yesterday. But, guys, I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for having our backs. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for praying for us. If you didn't pray for us, I don't know what we'd do, Austin.
Well, yeah, we'd be here still pushing, I guess, but we do this for everybody else.
Because we say some stuff we're not supposed to say here. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, you provide a lot of protection for us when you pray for us. And, you know,
well, so the podcast, guys, thank you for the support on it. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter on here. You get the updates.
Oh, everybody's loving the new website.
Good. Are they? Finally. Everybody's, you know, people don't like change in some cases, and I get it. I get it. Sometimes you guys don't want things to change. But when I'm doing everything for you, remember, this doesn't affect me at all. I'm doing it all for you guys. I use the backside of these sites. I give it to you guys to give you guys the points, to make sure you guys have the auto ship. I mean, all these products that I put together on here, not only do they get discounted, you can send them right to your door, subscribe, and save, and you don't even have to touch the computer. You don't have to touch anything. The box just shows up right when you want it to, every single time, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever you guys want. I've done this for you guys, and of course, then you start getting the points that you can use. Everybody's using points now.
Well,
everybody's using points.
This new website, you know, Michael Barrett did it for us, so he's probably one of the best in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So he did a great job. You got to love this website.
Barrett Media.
Barrett Media.
Guys, I appreciate the support. Stay strong. Stay healthy. You need anything, email us up, healthmasters.com. We're here to bring you guys the highest quality supplements. If you need anything, grab from us. Appreciate y'all. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you tomorrow as always.
And remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, for he is the author, yes, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith, and we do all things through him. And thank him every day, the fact that you're basically breathing air. And hopefully it's chemtrail-free, no aluminum fire.
It's been great.
Love you guys.